Thank you very much for the choir of the church for the beautiful song. We are delighted so far by the speeches. We'll resume some speeches from His Most Reverend Christian Raisbeck. Thank you so much.
So, Your Grace, Bishop Boulos, and especially the members of the Coptic Orthodox clergy and members of the Coptic Orthodox community, it's a great honor to be able to participate in this most significant and historic moment in the life of your church. On behalf of Archbishop Prendergast, I'm his auxiliary. I extend to you our warmest greetings and congratulations first on your recent ordination and enthronement. I think it's a real sign of the growing vitality of the Coptic Orthodox community, and we rejoice in that. And we are blessed by your presence. And I actually grew up just around the corner from St. Mary's in the West End. So I always marveled at the beauty of the church and especially the vitality of the community. I've always been impressed by the deep reverence in the liturgy or common theology, practice of the faith. So we have a deep affinity. And please be assured of our ongoing collaboration in the great mission of evangelization and of our prayers for your ministry. So God bless you. Thank you.
So now we will have a speech from the very Reverend Abuna Ghattas Hajjal.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Mubarak on al-ati bismir Rabb. Your graces, Reverend Fathers, Your Excellency, distinguished guests, brothers and sisters in Christ, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Huwada ma ahsanu wa ma ajmalu an yajtami' al-ikhwatu ma'an. We are so pleased to join our brothers, the clergy, and the faithful of the Coptic Orthodox Church and welcoming their new first Bishop of Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada, Bishop Boulos. With great joy, we add our voices to theirs and shout, Axios, you are worthy, mustahiq. Axios, Axios, Axios. I have the pleasure of visiting His Holiness Bob Shenouda in the Holy Land of Egypt in 1984 when he was in exile. And I also welcomed His Holiness here in Ottawa when he blessed us with his archpastoral visit in 2008. I had the pleasure also to meet His Holiness Pope Tawadros when he visited us in Ottawa in 2014. Our brotherly love calls us to cooperate and work together with our brothers, the clergy of the Coptic Orthodox Church, for the welfare of the Church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that His name will be glorified always and forever. Your Grace, we wish you a long life of good health and fruitful ministry in His blessed vineyard. Many Master, many years Master.
Now with the speech of the very Reverend Shane Parker.
Peace be with you. Your Grace, I bring you kindest greetings and kindest blessings from the Anglican Diocese of Ottawa, from our Bishop, John Chapman, and of course from myself. There's always been a close relationship between the Coptic Orthodox Church and the Anglican Church in this country and in this city. So close, in fact, you bought one of our churches recently. In my tradition, when there is an election of a bishop, people discern whether to let their name stand. And sometimes prospective candidates have spoken to me, and I always say to them, can you see yourself doing it? And will you enjoy it if you get it? We can see you doing it, so it's a bit late for that. We can see you being a bishop. And I pray that you enjoy it. I pray that you enjoy your ministry. And I wish you strength and peace to you, to your clergy and your people, and much safety and prosperity here and throughout the world.
So now with the speech from Father Maxime Lizac.
Sayedna Axios, we waited for you for a long time. And it is such a joy to see you surrounded by your sons. For the church in which you are now, it must be such a joy for them to see you seated upon the throne of a bishop and to welcome their father. Not that they were fatherless before, but now their father is that much closer to them. I had not prepared a speech this evening because I didn't think I was going to speak. I thought I could be the son who remained silent. Now I'm the son who is speaking. On top of all of that, your son, Father George, who asked me to speak, told me to say something rather important, perhaps even theological. And then the master of ceremony said, we have 2 to 3 minutes. So then I thought, this is perhaps a very great challenge, because the first thing that came to mind for me was the writings of St. Ignatius of Antioch, who wrote so eloquently on his way to be martyred about the church, about the Eucharist, and about bishops, and about deacons and presbyters. I'm still going to try to say this in 2 to 3 minutes. In his beautiful writings, which I know you know from your heart, he says that the bishop, the presbyters, and the deacons image Christ and the apostles. We do not have to take their place because they were already here in the church. We only image them. We image them, and you image them most especially as our Father, as a comfort, and as an assurance and a testimony, a martyria, that Christ, who has risen from the dead, is present in the church and alive. And that as every bishop stands in every local church, it is a testimony that Christ is risen, and that he is present to his church, and that we know him in his ministers, most especially the bishop, and in the Holy Eucharist. We have these important ways to know him. And together, the bishop and the Eucharist, the altar, form a beautiful icona, icon. And in this way, we image. There was an image that was full before you arrived, but part of the icon was in Egypt. And now we celebrate the day when that very important part of the icon, which was always complete, because the church is complete and therefore Catholic, e Catholici, Ecclesia, has arrived here. And in the local church, we have the full icon, for which we are very grateful to God. Please pray for us. Pray for your flock. Pray for those who are outside of your immediate flock who still love you and who see a father in you. And remember me, a sinner, in your prayers.
So now we'll have a hymn by Subdeacon Brian Butcher and Father Maxime.
Aidna, this is a hymn in Greek, which has already been said a few times this evening. It is a prayer. May our Lord guard and protect our master and high priest unto many years. And we sing this in the Byzantine tradition whenever we want to wish the Lord's blessings on someone, and today is an occasion par excellence for that. So please receive, as Father said, from all those who love the Coptic Church of Egypt and who pray for her to flourish and to continue to build the bridges among Christians and to give the preeminent witness to martyrdom, which the Coptic Church is continually being called to give by our Lord. And we stand in awe of that witness. And we pray also that through the prayers of the martyrs, the 21 martyrs, who we were here to commemorate them when they passed, I was in this church for that, and we pray that through their intercession, this community will flourish, your ministry will flourish, and the Coptic Church will be a church from Egypt for the whole world, as all apostolic churches must be.
Τον Δεσπότην και Αρχιερέιμον, Κύριε φύλατε, εισπολαίτη δέσποτα, εισπολαίτη δέσποτα,
very much, most reverend, the very reverend and subdeacon. Now we'll have another medley of songs about the Coptic Church by the church choir. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much for the choir for the beautiful medley of songs. We'll now resume the speeches with a speech from Abuna Ruiz Awad from St. George and St. Louis Church in Toronto.
I'm very thankful to the Lord for my fathers, the priests, invited me to say a few words, although I don't deserve it at all. But I wanted to say that every good gift and every great talent is coming from above, as the Holy Bible teaches us. Also, the appointment is from Jesus himself. In John 15:15, he said to his disciples, I have chosen you, I have appointed you to go and to bring fruits. So it is the Lord Christ who appointed for us his grace, Bishop Paulus, for a very big responsibility. I have been sitting here and looking at his grace. What a huge responsibility that the Lord Christ gave to him. But as he appointed him, he will bring tremendous fruits by the grace of God. Very vast bishopric that he looks after, distance-wise. Varieties of congregation members that he looks after. Children with a lot of talents and lots of energy. Youth with a lot of energy. Remember that the churches in Canada have grown up quite a bit. When I was ordained a priest over 30 years ago, it was totally different from now. But now in the congregations, all the varieties of people, children, youth, families, seniors, outreach, missionary work. It's a huge amount of task that the church has grown up to in Canada. And also in Ottawa. Some 15 years ago, my two daughters were students at Ottawa U. And lots of service was given to them from Abuna Shnuda and Abuna Mikhail. But 15 years ago, even Otto alone is totally different. The Lord has entrusted him with a huge varieties of things, different languages, English and French and Arabic and so on. And all that to bring all these generations together to work in integrity and well integrated for the success of a huge bishopric like this, it's all from above. He chose him and he chose the name to be similar to St. Paul the Apostle. St. Paul the Apostle, who did varieties of work all over the place, to the Gentiles and to the Jews and to varieties of people all over the place. So it isn't a coincidence that the Lord chose his name to be Bishop Paulus, because he gave him a bishopric similar to the service that St. Paul had. Huge amount of service. And also for us, as we are around the corner, St. George and St. Louis, we are one of the churches in Toronto, and we're hopeful. Abuna Makary came with me in the trip to represent the seven priests in our church, and he was telling me, don't forget to invite Sayedna to come to a family gathering for us during one of the long weekends. So I said to Abuna, do you think Amba Paulus, with all that, he will get some time to take family trip in a long weekend with us? But I will say it, I will not even say it personally, but I will say it in total, that we expect some service for you, Sayyidina, to bless us over and above all the services here. We congratulate the churches in Ottawa, Montreal and Eastern Canada for a beautiful appointment from above. to look after you guys, and also we are going to be beneficiary as well. As His Grace is going to support us with these prayers, and we are going to keep inviting Him repeatedly until one of the times He will say, okay, those guys at the periphery, I'm going to visit him. Sayyidina, please remember us in your prayers.
Thank you, Abuna. Now with a speech from Father Anthony Murad from St. George and St. Anthony Church in Arwa.
Your Grace, our Father, the Bishop of Abulis, our most reverend fathers, the priests, my brothers, the deacons, and all the clergy, our most honored and distinguished guests, and all of our brothers and sisters, the sons and daughters of the congregation of Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada. Many people have come up and spoken to you today about how momentous and how great this historical moment is. But I want to tell you that I feel that nobody will be able to express how special this moment is, as well as I'm going to try to express it to you right now from the perspective of a person who has spent the last 33 years in a diocese that did not have a bishop. You see, I want to give you a very unique perspective, and this is important. Although I was born in Egypt, I came to Canada, and I call Canada my home because I've spent the last 33 years here. I was raised in Canada, but my mother, the church, took me in and she raised me and she taught me everything that I know today. But like Father Maxime has very beautifully expressed, although we've always had a father, there has been a distance, Sayyidina. And there's a difference between having a father at a distance and having a father that you can go and throw yourself into his arms. It's such a different reality. You see, in not having a father, a bishop, close to me for 33 years, I found myself asking the question just 2 months ago when we found out of the great news of the ordination of His Grace to be our father, the bishop. I asked myself the question, what now? Like, what's going to change? How is this going to be different? We're going to have a bishop among us. And for a person who's never lived in a diocese that has a bishop, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what's going to change. And so I decided to ask my mother, the church. I asked specifically the early church, what is it about having a bishop? I'm going to reference to you something that was written in the first century, something coming from the Didache, a treatise that is dated back to the first century, also known as the Teaching of the Apostles. The Didache says the following: I appoint therefore for yourselves bishops worthy of the Lord, meek men and not lovers of money and truthful and approved, for they also minister to you the ministry of the prophets and the saints. Therefore do not despise them, for they are your honorable men, together with the prophets and the teachers. And so I decided to take this teaching and to push it a little bit further. And this time, I wanted to ask the church, what's my responsibility? As a person now who's going to have a father, a bishop, what is my responsibility? And then I found in the teachings called the Apostolic Constitutions, in the 4th century, here's what the early church answered me. To the laity, to all of us, the people of Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada, this is for us. As to a good shepherd, let the lay person honor his father, the bishop, to love him, to revere him as his Lord, as his master, as high priest of God, as a teacher of piety. For he that hears him hears Christ, and he that rejects him rejects Christ, and he who does not receive Christ does not receive God the Father. Now, some of you might be asking the question like I asked. Why? Why is he like Christ? Why are we elevating him to such high esteem? Why is the bishop spoken of in this way? And the same teachings, the Apostolic Constitutions in the 4th century, answer this, but they answer it to me by giving a message to my father, the bishop. In like manner, let the bishop love the laity, love the people as his children, fostering and cherishing them with affectionate diligence as eggs, in order that they may hatch as young ones, or as young ones, taking them in his arms and rearing them into birds, admonishing all men, reproving all who stand in need of reproof, loving them, strengthening the weak, offering healing to the sick, binding up those who are broken by sin, bringing back those who have been driven away, seeking the lost, searching out and restoring them back to the church. And then there's this one sentence that filled my heart with an emotion that I can't describe. And the sentence says the following: as far as possible, let the bishop make the offense of his children his own. And let him say to the sinner, just return, and I will undertake to suffer death for you as our Lord has suffered death for me and for all men, for the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. Our father, the Bishop of Abulis, is worthy of honor, not simply because we have elevated him in his rank, not because we sit him on a throne, not because we have put a crown on his head. He is worthy of honor because he is the icon of Christ among us. He is that father that seeks out his children. He is that shepherd who knows every one of his sheep. And he is that person who has given his life to the bride, to his church, and who will love us and cherish us. Your Grace, the task ahead of you is heavy. استحملنا. But we stand before you as your children, telling you we believe in the Holy Spirit, which has handpicked you for us. Of all the fruits the Coptic Orthodox Church has produced, the Holy Spirit has handpicked this fruit for us as our Father. We stand with you, Sayyidina. We pray for you. We honor you as our Father. And we thank God for you. For many years, O our Master, Axios, Axios, Axios. Pray for me, Sayyidina.
Thank you, Abuna. Now the speech from Father Shnuda Botros. And he's also going to introduce the speech for Sayyidina.
Truly, we can chant, not only tonight, but as of tonight, saying, the Lord has made for us great things, and we are glad, or we are, or we became joyful. For us, your eminence, I don't know what to say, your grace, or your eminence, but I prefer the second. Anyhow, as our fathers mentioned, we have been waiting for this moment for years and years, to have a shepherd among us and to have a supervisor to take care for us. And at last, yes, we have been waiting long, but the wait was very fruitful to have your eminence with us tonight. The foundation that your grace or your eminence put on the enthronement day on Tuesday 2 weeks ago was very, very good sign of your shepherdhood among us. When you asked us not to say Monsignor, or Sayyidina, or our master, but our father. Did you notice our father, that Abun Anthony did not use the word Sayyidina? it's according to your request. You preferred fatherhood on masterhood, and this is a very good sign of the beginning of your service among us as a shepherd. We pray from all our hearts, obeying you, saying, Our Father, not only but to say it, but also to live it. We'll obey you, respect you, go after your instructions, believing, trusting that the Holy Spirit, which came among your reverence or eminence on the day of your ordination, will be very helpful, that the wisdom that in your reverence and in your eminence will help every one of the parishioners of this diocese to achieve the goal of your service, which is to bring everyone to heaven and to prepare him for the salvation of his life, to live good life and pure life on earth, and to inherit the kingdom of heavens. I have the honor and pleasure to invite your eminence to give us conclusion, which is benefit words from your pure mouth. And glory be to God forever. Amen.